Blog Talk Radio.
Now behold.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that Lamb on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For the blood. Hallelujah. Shed on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Glory to God. We magnify him. We lift him up. He's truly worthy to be praised. If you're just not tuning in, you just called in. Hallelujah. You just scrolled on this page. Amen. You are tuned in to more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, is Wednesday night, which means we have the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship in the building. And my brother in Christ,
yes,
Apostle, we'll be coming on, hallelujah, bringing a word from God later on in our broadcast, hallelujah. Right now, let's go ahead and open up, hallelujah, amen, let's go to the throne of grace with some prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Lord, for you being God all by yourself. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have made a way out of no way. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to make it to tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Because some people didn't wake up this morning. Others woke up this morning, hallelujah, but they did not survive to see right now. But for some reason, Lord, you have blessed us. For some reason, Lord, you have kept us. For some reason, Lord, hallelujah, you have kept us from all hurt, harm, or danger. So we thank you tonight, Lord, for the purpose. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the destiny. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the anointing you have put on each and every one of our lives, Lord. We magnify you. We praise you. We lift your name up high and holy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. We bind it, we rebuke it, and we cast it away in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We want you to know we love you, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Thank you for the word you're about to bring forth on tonight. Touch the man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow freely tonight as he brings forth your word. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. And we love you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Shalom. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't hear. Yeah, I can hear you.
But I believe Pastor had a song that said, "No money, no promise." See, you want the money, but you don't want the promise. You want the blessing,
yes.
Hallelujah, but you don't want the responsibility that come with the glory. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. See what the blessing comes with responsibility. You complaining about the responsibility and being thankful for the blessing. Hallelujah. And to him
yes,
with praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I appreciate you, Lord. Oh, man, how we coming? We coming back. Tonight, it don't have to move right. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. You there, Apostle? Glory to God.
Yes, I'm here, man. God, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm here, man of God.
Amen. Is it your hands, man of God?
Amen. Come on and give God the praise, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift up the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
His mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. Thank God for another awesome night. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That we are in the third day of this week. Amen. Blessing God and giving God the glory. Amen. Thank God for my dear brother. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. Thank God for
amen.
The
preaching.
Hallelujah. And his dear wife. Amen. Hallelujah. And First Lady. Amen. Giving all praises to God for them on tonight. And giving God praise, amen, for my beautiful wife and the family on tonight. Amen. For the Lord is awesome. Amen. And we're thanking him for his goodness and his mercy. Somebody give God another shout of victory on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. We're not going to be long tonight. I just want to release a little something that the Lord put on my spirit tonight to help us out tonight. Come with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy. I believe that we'll hear the word of our God on tonight. Man, to all of those who are listening on tonight, I speak blessings to you. Peace and blessings to you. Peace and prosperity unto you on tonight. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verses 1 and 2. And we're going to see what the Lord will say to us. We're going to hear tonight. Now, Father, we thank you for your word that is forever full of power. We thank you, Lord God, for what our eyes are about to see, for what our ears are about to hear, for what our heart is about to understand. We thank you on tonight, God, that Every good and perfect gift come from you, Lord, and lead us and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you on tonight, and we ask you on tonight, God, that you would have your God-like way, as you always do, Lord. You are the preacher. You are the teacher. You are the apostle, God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word will not return void. We take authority over every demon and every devil that will try to stop or hinder us from hearing your word tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you praise on tonight, God, that we already have victory. We thank you, Rabbi Shoko and Daraba Sando. Speak to our minds on tonight, God. Speak to our heart on tonight. And we will give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. We thank you on tonight. In Yahshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of triumph. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up the name of your Lord and Savior. Somebody lift up the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, now the Spirit, if you circle that word, the Spirit. Now the Spirit, which is talking about the Holy Spirit, speaketh expressively that in the latter time, which is the times right now, the times that will come later. Amen. But in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. They're going to depart from the word. They're not going to stay with the word. Giving heed to seducing spirits. I want you to circle that word, seducing spirits, because seducing spirits means sexual spirits that will come in and seduce you from the word. Amen. Take you in a sexual place, amen, that will lure you away from the truth. Come on here, somebody. And doctrines of devils and teachings of demons and devils and unclean things that God have not told us to listen to. He says in verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Come on here, somebody. Talk about right there. If they're going to be acting like they're telling the truth, but they really lying. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hypocrisy is when you saying one thing, but you living another. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he says, having their conscience. I want you to circle that word conscience and put a star by it. Conscience feared with a hot iron. I want to talk about tonight the power of the conscience. The power of our conscience. The Lord began to deal with me about the conscience. He said many right now are walking without a conscience. I don't know if you can hear me tonight. But he said they are walking without a conscience. Now, if you look at the word conscience, it has conscience. Science has to do with the knowledge of good and evil. But conscience is designed to guide and lead the mind to make sure that the mind doesn't do the wrong thing. Oh, I hope y'all can hear me on tonight. The enemy come in to make us go against our conscience because he knows that when you first disobey the conscience, it become more easier not to obey the conscience. Come on here, somebody. And the conscience is designed for the brain so that the brain is able to do the will of God. And then the Lord began to take me back to the garden with Adam. He gave him the fruit. It was the first sign of man going against his own conscience. Come on here, somebody. Because then nothing happened until he ate the fruit, because the command was with him and not her. Come on here, somebody. She had an obligation too, but he had the greater obligation. Beloved, I'm saying to you tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we need to stay connected to our conscience. Come on here, somebody. God did not give us our conscience for nothing. And you know, science cannot fully determine where the conscience comes from. But they do know that it is God-given. Somebody give God a praise. Paul tells Timothy that in the latter days, in the days that we're in now, that people are going to depart from the faith. And they're giving heed to seducing spirits, to sexual spirits. Amen. That is able to come against their conscience, come against their mind. See, this is what allows mind-binding demons to take over people's minds, because they override their conscience. Come on here, somebody. It says the conscience is the God-given moral consciousness. Because if the conscience is seared, literally, catarized, then it has been rendered insensitive. So the conscience by nature is sensitive. It's sensitive, neighbor. Your conscience is sensitive. So when you disobey it, neighbor, then it leaves. It no longer is functioning because you have overrode it. Once we keep overriding it, then it will no longer speak to us. And how many know that God speaks to us through our conscience? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because in the garden, remember, amen, that the enemy, even though he's a liar, he'll still stick some truth in there. He says, God knows that any day you'll know what good from evil. And good from evil comes from the conscience. Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God on tonight. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Send it insensitive. Now, what makes the conscience insensitive is when we keep on overriding it. Come on here, somebody. And you keep taking it through the fire and putting it in the fire, then the conscience become hard. Come on here, somebody. Then you no longer can feel, because you have seared your conscience. Come on here, somebody. So now you don't have no emotion, because your consciousness, your conscience don't have no emotion. Now you don't feel nothing when you do wrong. You don't feel no conviction when you do wrong. You don't feel God's hand when you do wrong. Why? Because you overrode your conscience so much, so now you just do it, and there's no emotional attachment with what you're doing. There's no heart of repentance, because we put the conscience on the back burner. Come on here, somebody. But that's a part of us having and holding on to our faith. But this is how Paul encourages Timothy. Come on here, somebody. It says, such a conscience does not work properly. It is your spiritual scar tissue has dulled the senses of right and wrong. Come on here, somebody. Just as the hide of an animal scared with a
it's served with a branding iron, it becomes numb to further pain. So the heart of an individual with a seared conscience is designated to more pains. Come on here, somebody. So now you don't feel nothing because your conscience don't feel nothing. Hallelujah. Because when the conscience was telling you to do right, you didn't listen to it. Come on here, somebody. You overrode it and did what you wanted to do. And now God is saying you got to give back in that place with your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, it should bother you when your conscience don't bother you. Oh, God, let me say that again. It should bother you when your conscience don't bother you. Come on here, somebody. That means your consciousness, glory to God, no longer is a guide to you, but it's become a judge to you. I'm gonna show you something in the Word, glory to God. Because Paul identifies those who have a seared conscience. Amen. He says the Spirit clearly says that in latter times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Come on here, somebody. So we got demon teaching going on right now. Such teachings come through hypocrisy, through hypocritical liars whose conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. In this passage, we learn three things about false teachers. I want you to listen up tonight, beloved. Amen. Three things we're going to learn tonight about false teachers. Come on here, somebody. Who lead others into hypocrisy. Come on here, somebody. Amen. That's why people can't get free, because they're under false teachers. They're under lying spirits. They're under lying demons. Amen. But going around, glory to God, acting like they with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. But their lifestyle don't show that they with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It says, there'll be three things about false teachers who lead others into hypocrisy. Number one, they are mouthpiece for evil spirits, since they promulgate things taught by demons. Come on here, somebody. They are a mouthpiece for the devil. Come on here, somebody. How you know they're a mouthpiece for the devil is because they try to get you to go outside of the Word, glory to God. It says that the Word no longer works. Come on here, somebody. We need something more. We need something deeper. We need something better than the Word. Now, there's nothing better. There's nothing deeper, glory to God, than the Word. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Word can't help us, then ain't no help for nobody, because everything was made by the Word and for the Word. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I want to tell you tonight, beloved, don't you be listening to these lying demons, glory to God, hallelujah. They using the Word, but they not using it in truth. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Amen. We got to recognize, amen, listen to your conscience. If your conscience tell you that it ain't right, amen, don't you listen to it. But many of us can't listen to our conscience, and we done overrode our conscience so much that our conscience don't speak to us no more, glory to God. We need to get back in fellowship with our conscience. Come on here, somebody. Lord, put me back in fellowship. If I'm out of fellowship with my conscience, God, put me back in fellowship with my conscience. Oh, somebody give God a praise right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The second thing that will let us know that we got a false teacher in the midst is that they are hypocritical liars, since they wear a mask of holiness, but are full of falsehood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They wearing a mask of holiness, but full of falsehood. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, they telling you what not to do, but they doing everything under the sun they self. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, to neighbor, amen. Listen to your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
we lure you away from God. Come on here, somebody. You need to be God conscious. Come on here, somebody. I need my conscience, glory to God, to tell me, amen, when I'm wrong. I need my conscience to convict me. Glory to God. When I'm not doing right, come on here, somebody. I can't get mad at my conscience. I got to embrace my conscience. But that's the job of my conscience. Come on and give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're thanking God on tonight. Glory to God. And the third one is that they are unscriptural since their conscience has been terrorized. This explains much how can false teachers lie with no shame and spread deception with no contention because they have seared consciences. Glory to God. They are past feelings. They are past feelings that lying is wrong. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They are no longer convicted by the lying spirit that they operate in.
Come on.
Amen. They don't have no kind of conviction. They don't have no kind of shame. Why? Because their conscience has been seared with a hot iron. So therefore, now they are dead. They are dull to feeling anything, even though they know they lying. Come on here, somebody. They lying and they know they lying. Amen. And they know that the people know that they lying, but they still don't have no conviction. Come on here, somebody. They still gonna manipulate and try to make like what they saying is true. But let me tell you, glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Thank God for a good conscience. Come on here, somebody. Thank God, the Lord, keep me in fellowship with my conscience. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I want to feel when I'm doing wrong. Hallelujah. I want you to convict me when I'm wrong. Glory to God. I don't want to be doing wrong and don't have no conviction about it. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God.
Amen.
My conscience is going to keep me on the right path. That's the job of my conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It keep me on the straight and narrow. Come on here, somebody. As long as I got my conscience, glory to God. I know God still loves me, glory to God. But I got to listen to it, glory to God. I got to obey it. Come on here, somebody. I can't get mad and kick it to the curb and do what I want to do and then get mad at God when what I want to do don't work out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God will say, what did you do with the conscience I gave you? Come on here, somebody. And the conscience is for the mind. Come on here, somebody. It is for the brain. Glory to God. Without the brain listening to the conscience, glory to God, the devil gonna come in and drive folk crazy. Glory to God. He gonna come in, glory to God, and take control of your mind. Why? Because you won't obey your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Your conscience telling you to go right, glory to God. But you gonna tell your conscience to shut up. I'm going left, glory to God. I'm gonna go over here and have me a good time. And the conscience is saying, you know that ain't what God wants, glory to God. But you gonna override your conscience and still make that left turn. And then you wonder why God ain't talking to you. But God said, I did talk to you. But you didn't obey me when I was speaking to you through your conscience.
Oh,
your conscience was me talking to you. But you overrode me, glory to God, and did what you wanted to do. And now you in a jam. And now you crying out to my Lord, get me out. And he said, I didn't put you in there, glory to God. Hallelujah. You put yourself in there because you didn't listen to what I gave you, which was a good conscience. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody
you,
give
Lord.
God the glory. Say, Lord, keep me in fellowship with my conscience, Lord. Tell me to listen and obey my conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Somebody give him a shout of triumph right now. Somebody give him a voice of triumph. Somebody give him the praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor on tonight, say, neighbor, listen to your conscience. Amen. Don't keep overriding your conscience. Amen. Because ain't nothing good going to happen if you override your conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's sad when you don't feel nothing. Glory to God. God can no longer talk to you how he wants to talk to you. Why? Because you have chosen, amen, not to hear the voice of your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God another round of praise on tonight. Amen. I don't know
Yes, Lord.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. God is saying what's separating us tonight, amen, from those who say they love God, from those of us who really do love God, amen, it's the fact that we listen to our conscience. Come on here, somebody. The fact that your conscience can still talk to you says that you're on the right path. Oh, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. Amen. Don't get mad because your conscience convicts you. Get glad, amen, because the Bible says, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for my conscience, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, because they keep me on the right track. They keep me on the right path. They let me know, God, that I can still hear you on tonight. Give God a praise, a shout of victory on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rokura baba ba sando ro 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 sande. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Tell God that maybe I can still hear my conscience. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I still can hear my conscience. Hallelujah. And our conscience,
hallelujah,
will keep us in that place with God. Amen. Hallelujah. It keeps your, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It keeps our spirits right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And man, it talks about a good conscience. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, we need a good conscience in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need a good conscience in this hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I don't want my conscience to ever stop talking to me. Because if it ever stop talking to me, I'm in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just give you a few scriptures tonight, and then we're going to close it out. Glory to God. Then we're going to give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. About the conscience. Isaiah 30 and 21. It says, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in. How many know that this your conscience? Come on, hear somebody. And your ears shall hear a word behind you. Amen. So your consciousness is behind you. Glory to God. Saying, this is the way. Walk in. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you, Lord.
How many know that your conscience is your direction? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is your God.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. Romans 2 and 15 says, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts while their conscience also bear witness. How many know that your conscience is the witness that you walking right, that you doing right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the law is written in your heart and your conscience is the witness that you doing the right thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And it says, and their conflicting thoughts, amen, accuse or even accuse them. Amen. How many of you know that when the devil try to come in and accuse you that you ain't walking right, your conscience can bear witness that you are walking the way God wants you to walk? Oh, I wish somebody to give God a praise right there. Glory to God. For your conscience right there. Hallelujah. That's in Romans 2 and 15. Hebrews 10 and 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart. Come on here, somebody. Let us draw near to God with a true heart in full assurance of faith. And with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience. Hallelujah. From an evil conscience. Come on here, somebody. And our bodies washed with pure water. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That the blood, hallelujah. When you sprinkle the blood on your conscience, glory to God, that blood will cleanse your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. And then your bodies will be washed with pure water, which represents the word. And God says, amen, after I sprinkle you with the blood, I'm going to wash you with the word. Aya, baba, sandorobose. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. God said, I'm going to sprinkle your conscience with the blood, then I'm going to wash your body with the word Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody tell God, thank you.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 1 and 5 says that the arm of our charge is love. Amen. That issues from a pure heart and a good conscience. Come on here, somebody. From a pure heart and a good conscience. How many know that the conscience, God, is to make sure that the mind is
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Job of the conscience is to make sure that your mind don't detour from God. Come on here, somebody. To listen to your conscience, because your conscience is going to bear witness with the truth.
Ooh,
amen.
Come on,
hallelujah.
Bishop.
And he said that the arms of our charge is love. Amen. That issues from a pure heart. Amen. A pure heart means a heart that is not defiled, a heart that is walking with God, not just talking the word, but living and walking the word. Come on here, somebody. In a good conscience. In other words, I did the right thing today. My conscience bear witness in my mind that I did the right thing. I made the right choices today. Amen. My conscience is bearing witness. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing on my conscience. Brother. I mean, literally, when you do the wrong thing, that your conscience ain't going to let you rest. Come on here, somebody. When you don't do right, I mean, you're not going to get no rest because your conscience is going to keep telling you and you know you was wrong.
Ooh, wow.
Amen. You should have done it there. Amen. You know you was out of line. You was out of pocket. You know God ain't pleased with that. Glory to God. You know what the Lord said for you to do. And you did the complete opposite. Amen. You need to go back and fix that. You need to go back and get that right. Come on here, somebody. That's the job of the conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God for our conscience on tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And a good conscience and a sincere faith. Come on here, somebody. 1 Timothy 1 and 19 says, holding faith and a good conscience.
Thank you, Lord.
By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Ooh, God, we're going to wrap it up right here. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to hear one more, and then we're going to wrap it up. Listen, it says, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, see, a lot of us have rejected our faith. We're not holding our faith. Amen. That's why Yahshua said to us this morning, amen, be steadfast. Because a lot of us have let go of our faith. We've let go of the word. And then we don't have a good conscience because we have kept disobeying our conscience. And now our conscience don't talk to us. And then you know, Paul is telling Timothy, by rejecting this. If you keep on rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith. Now they don't know where they are. Amen. In their faith. Amen. They have become double-minded. Amen. Now they can't hear God. Now God don't speak to them. Now they hear seducing spirits. Now they are hearing the doctrine of demons because they did not hear their conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Somebody give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Ain't you glad that you didn't let go of your faith? Ain't you glad that you got a good conscience? Amen. Ain't you glad that you don't have nothing worrying your conscience? Amen. See, that's to help us to sleep at night. Come on here, somebody. Oh, speak, Holy Ghost. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak. A lot of us is having sleepless nights because our conscience is messing with us. Come on here, somebody. We won't obey God. You trying to go to the doctor. You done got pills. Come on here, somebody. You done got medication. But you can't cure that, amen, in the natural, because you got to cure that in the spirit realm. Glory to God. And the only answer for that is to obey your conscience so you can give back in right standing to God. You got to repent. Come on here, somebody. Repent of your sin. First of all, confess your sin. Then repent of your sin so your conscience can start talking to you again. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the praise on tonight. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to hit one more. 1 Peter 3 and 16. It says, having a good conscience. Having a good conscience. Come on here, somebody. In other words, I ain't got nothing weighing on my mind. I ain't got nothing weighing on my brain. I got a good conscience because I obeyed and did what my conscience wanted me to do. See, the conscience is always saying, do good. Do what is right. Come on here, somebody. Do what is pleasing in the eyesight of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't override your conscience. Listen to your conscience. Have it a good conscience so that when you are slandered, listen up, child of God. Listen up, saints of God. So that when you are slandered, because you don't be slandered. Come on here, somebody. Those who revile you, glory to God, hallelujah. It says, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Come on here, somebody. How many know you got a good conscience, hallelujah, that no matter who come against you to slander you, those who revile your good behavior in the anointing is going to be put to shame. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because my conscience bear witness with the Lord that I've done the right thing. Or I wish somebody get humbly on the lane about your conscience. Somebody say, Lord, keep my conscience right. Keep my conscience good, Lord. Keep me in fellowship with my conscience.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So when people do lie on me, glory to God, when they do try to slander my name, God, I'm going to put to an open shame because they trying to come against your conscience. Somebody give God the praise on tonight. God the glory on tonight. Somebody lift up the name of Yahshua on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody bless his name on tonight. You see tonight, beloved, how powerful the conscience is. Amen. Somebody give God another round of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost working tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for my conscience, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my conscience. Somebody need to thank God for your conscience and say, conscience, I'm going to listen to you. Glory to God. Every time you tell me to go right, I'm going to go right. And then every time you tell me that the Lord want me to do, I'm going to do it. Because I know that your job is to help me to stay on the righteous path. Somebody give God the praise and the glory on tonight. Somebody lift your voice like a trumpet and give God praise for your conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing before I turn it back over to the hands of elders. If you and I obey our conscience, then the devil can't steal your mind from you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you obey your conscience, glory to God, the enemy won't be able to steal your mind. Because he after the mind. Amen. Amen. He ain't after nothing else. He after the mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he know when we obey in our conscience. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. He know who he can and who he can't mess with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless. Bless the Lord on tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I said, maybe you need your conscience. Come on here, somebody. You need your conscience. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on in, elder, and get some of this tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for our conscience on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God. Amen. Praise God for every time my conscience spoke to me, glory to God, and said, don't go there. Don't go there.
Woo!
Don't get in trouble there. Hallelujah. Don't get her number. Glory to God.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I remember, amen, people used to always say, something told me not to do this. Something told me not to go there. Something told me. Glory to God. Glory to God. If something told you not to do it, you need to start listening to something. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. They call them, I believe they call them sociopaths. Glory to God.
Yeah.
People that don't have no conscience.
Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. They can kill you and keep on walking. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
With no regret. No regret.
Mm.
No condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God that God has given us a conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And like the man of God said, if we don't ignore it, hallelujah, we listen to it. Hallelujah. It will help us to direct our path. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we can look back right now and say, I should have listened to my conscience. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I can tell you several times I should have listened. But I didn't listen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But thank God, amen, we know, hallelujah, to listen. Praise God.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Who has an ear, let him hear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
you
got
to incline your ear to hear what your conscience is telling you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In other words, you got to make yourself hear. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. And then you got to obey.
Wow.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. We
thank
God tonight.
Hallelujah.
For the man of God bringing forth that word. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the man of God that brought forth your word. Lord, we ask that you fill him back up with virtue that he has poured out onto your people. Continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, tonight for him, for his conscience, Lord. His conscience telling him to come on and give us his word. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey,
and we thank we ask that you continue to direct and lead his path. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
And we seek generational blessings over him and his seeds on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for your conscience. Just listen to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
See, internally, you know what's right and what's wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to obey when you hear your conscience speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yay.
But you say overriding. You overriding, hallelujah, a self, what you call it, a fail-safe mechanism that God installed in you. And you override it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's like you bleeding the brakes. You done bled the brakes and now you can't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And what happens? You gonna end up crashing and burning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He overriding what God has already installed in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for our conscience. Hallelujah, amen. And understand, each of us can tell you a time we done overread our conscience. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Because see, there was a lot of money. Glory to God, hallelujah. She looked that good. She looked that good. I had to override it. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But now I know better. See, when you know better, you do what? You do better.
Do better. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We know better now. Hallelujah. We've learned from our experience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's do better and listen to our conscience on today. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Amen. If you missed, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost prayer line earlier today, hallelujah, he brought forth a magnificent word on there also. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you missed it, I'll send you out the recording so you can listen to it again. Glory to God. You might have to do some fast forwarding because it's a long recording. It was online for 3 hours. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything God has done, everything God is doing. If you got a seed, hallelujah, and God has put it on your heart to plant that seed, get that seed, hallelujah, in the ground. If you want to make a donation of any sort, hallelujah, you know how to get that done. If you don't, you can contact either Apostle or myself, amen, and we can direct you on how you can get that done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. We even had a blessed time all day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Don't forget, we'll be back here tomorrow night, same time, same channel. Hallelujah. Don't forget, amen, about hallelujah, Morning Glory with the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Every morning, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wake up and go to bed with the Word of God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank everybody for calling in and tuning in on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God so he can give his final announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, Eddie. Bless you, my brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You've heard, amen, the agendas. Amen. Amen. Listen and obey. Amen. Follow them closely. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing for us in this hour. Amen. Thanking God for the word. Amen. That he is speaking to our hearts. Amen. I really want to say that I thank God for this prayer line. Amen. This prayer line. Amen. Is a Holy Ghost prayer line. Amen. And God meets us here faithfully. Amen. Faithfully every day. Amen. God is constantly grooming us and growing us and constantly moving on our behalf. Amen. He has favored us. Amen. Don't take this lightly what God has done and is doing for us, because God is not moving like this everywhere for everybody. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me tonight, child of God. Amen. God has his hand on us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has his favor on us. God's face is shining on us. Glory to God. And we got to continue to realize, glory to God, that we're in a special place with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So somebody give God the glory. Somebody give God the praise. We're in a special place. Hallelujah, with God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And we got to realize, hallelujah, we can't take this lightly, because I believe God's going to release it. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. I know that God's going to put some things in our hands if we remain faithful to him. He's going to show the world how awesome of a God he is. Oh, I wish somebody would give God the glory right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on here, somebody. This ain't the setup of a man. God did this. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God did this thing. Come on here, somebody. He's going to do everything he asked him to do, as long as you stay obedient to him and listen to our conscience, amen, and listen to the Holy Ghost of God inside of us, amen. Our God got big things on his mind for us, child of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Before I close it out, is there anybody that got anything they want to say right quick? Father, we thank you and we give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what our ears have heard. Father, we thank you for speaking to us about our conscience. Father, we thank you on tonight that you let us know how important our conscience is. So, Father, amen, we yield to the voice of our conscience as our conscience keeps us on the straight and narrow path. We thank you on tonight, God, that we're not rebellious, that we're not stubborn, God. Hallelujah. That we're not operating in witchcraft or idolatry, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God, that we operate in the spirit of obedience, God, to obey you, God, on every side. Our answer to you, words, whatever you tell us to do is yes, Lord. We thank you on tonight, God. We give you the praise and the glory. Continue to bless, God. Hallelujah. Continue, God, to keep your arms around us, oh God. And continue, God, to keep us as the apple of your eye. We thank you right now, God. And we give you the praise and the glory that we bind every demon, every devil, every satanic spirit, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we take authority by the power and through the power of our conscience, God, hallelujah, that will keep us on the right path. And we give you the praise and the glory, hallelujah. And we thank you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach,
and we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God honor on tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Brakarorobo kundarababa Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, God. We bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We turn it back into the hands of my dear brother. Hallelujah. Bless you, man of God. I turn it back in your hands. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, Apostle. Bless you. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forth.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
God being God all by himself. Hallelujah. And we have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Like I said, we will be back here on tomorrow night. On behalf of everybody, we want you to know that we love each and every last one of y'all. And we want to remind you to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on More Than an Hour of Power.
Lift your worship.
Gotta be where you are.
wanna be
where you are.
Dwelling in your presence.
Gotta be where you are.
Come on, say it again.
Wanna be where.
Gotta be where you are.